Saul was a Pharisee. And Saul was absolutely, positively sure that he was doing the will of God. He was a Pharisee. He was a man of God. He was not only a Jew, he was a studied Jew. He'd gotten his master's, so to speak, right? In that faith. But yet he was so sure that he was doing God's will that he killed Christians. Matter of fact, just before our scripture today, he had stoned Stephen to death. Well, while he was persecuting the people of the way, he was heading to Damascus. And in our scripture today, we find out that Jesus knocked him to his knees. It says this, "While I was on my way and approaching Damascus, about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone about me." Paul said, or Saul at this time says, "I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?'" You see, Jesus had to get Saul's attention, didn't he? Here he thought beyond a shadow of a doubt he was doing God's will. He was determined. He just kept doing and doing and doing. And finally, Jesus had to get his attention. Jesus knocked him to his knees, so to speak, and Jesus blinded him. Any of us experience this? Any of us experience this? I know with me, I just told Jamie he kept getting out a bigger sledgehammer, hit me over the head with it. Anybody ever feel this way? Finally, something happens in your life, bam! And Jesus has to wake you up. Many times, Jesus has to get our attention. And guess what? Change always brings pain, doesn't it? Matter of fact, change, you know what I say, change typically doesn't happen unless the pain of change is less than the pain of staying the same. Can I get an amen on that? We know from Acts 9 that Saul was led to Damascus and stayed at someone's home for 3 days while he was blind and he didn't eat or drink anything. Change hurts. Think about it. Not only was he blind and not eating or drinking, he came to realize that he was wrong. This man of faith was not in God's will. He was killing and persecuting people who were in God's will. Think about, in that 3 day period of time, the pain that he went through when he got that realization. Think about that. He had to swallow his pride because he switched teams. You hear what I'm saying? That's like going, at least in my house, from the Denver Broncos to the Kansas City Chiefs or something like that. Actually, in my house, it'd be the other way around. Right? Remember, if we keep doing the same things the same way, we're going to get the same. If we keep doing and doing, keep doing the same things the same way, we're going to keep getting the what? Same results. That's right. Change takes work and can be very painful. So, we know that after Saul's conversion, he changed his life. And with that change, he changed his name to Paul. Paul went through many persecutions himself because of his belief in the reason God put him on this earth. To be honest, it's mainly because of Paul that you and I are Christians today. You ever thought about that?